Bonnie lad, prithee lay thy pipe down, though blithe are thy notes, they have now no power. Since my joy, my dear Peg, is gone, and banished quite from me, love now no more. My good friends that do ken my grief, with songs and stories a cure would find. But alas, they bring no relief, for Peggy still runs in my mind. When I visit the park or play, they all without Peggy a desert seem. She's still in my side all the day, and all the long night too she haunts my dream. Sometimes, fancying a heaven of charms, I wake and robbed of my dear delight. Fine, she lies in another man's arms, oh, then till she kills me outright. On her I placed a muckle joy, she being a bonny lass, blithe and gay. Yet all my wishes she does destroy, another hath stolen her heart away. My sweet Peggy, dear Peggy, I cry, return to thy Jemmy once again. And do not my proffered love deny, for fear my poor heart should break in twain. She's not to regard the moan I make, though passionate letters to her send, but does all solemn vows forsake, and proves a false-hearted, deceitful friend. She was my joy and my chief delight, I swear by all the powers above. But all my joys have taken their flight, and Peggy will ruin her love. Methinks I see her where she lies, on Jockey's soft pillow and downy bed. He having gained the golden prize, while I have a heart more heavy than lead. The torment which I now undergo, good faith I can no longer conceal. Since she delights to torture me so, the arrows of Cupid I feel. The witch has made so deep a wound that no one but she is able to cure. Besides, I lie a captive bound in languishing fetters of love secure. I from this chain shall never get free, but must, I fear, this grief undergo. For I can love no creature but she, though Peggy does torture me so. I had the choice of ladies fair, all born in the town of Bonnie Dundee, adorned in gold and silken hair, and they had a love and kindness for me. Yet I could thee, sweet ladies, forsake. Peggy alone ran still in my mind. Resolved I was, my vows I'd not break, but Peggy has done it, I find. There's none more false than women kind, whose beautiful charms young gallants adore. They in a moment change their mind, denying all vows they had made before. The truth of this I find to my cost. My love, she sleeps in another's arms, and since I have thus her face,